You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Loafers Lodge fire brought the issue of boarding houses to the fore. But badly run and dangerous hostels have been an issue in New Zealand's towns and cities for many years. Following complaints and calls for regulation from constituents and councils, MP Jenny Salosa has a private member's bill in the biscuit tin proposing a solution that will be at no cost to taxpayers. With the support of 75 MPs, including some from National, it would be possible to bypass the tin. I spoke to Jenny about the bill. Could you tell me about your bill in the biscuit tin?
Kia ora koutou katoa, and thank you so much, Alex, for this opportunity to discuss my private member's bill, which is called Residential Tenancies, Registration of Boarding House Landlords Amendment Bill, and I know it is a mouthful.
It is. What issues are you trying to address?
There are so many boarding houses in my local electorate of Pāmuir Ōtahu, used to be called Manukau East, and as the local MP, I've received a number of complaints from neighbours and others, and I've also received complaints directly about boarding houses, and unfortunately the legislative framework that we have currently to govern boarding houses is really quite fragmented. Some of the problems that we have include the fact that there's actually a lack of data about boarding houses. We don't even know how many boarding houses there are across the country, where they're located. We don't know exactly how many people live within these boarding houses, and there's also, in terms of monitoring and compliance of boarding houses by both local and central government, we know that this should be improved. There was, you probably know, an inquiry into boarding houses by the Social Services Select Committee. This is way back in 2011 to 2015. There was also consultation by MBIE when they were finalising the Residential Tenancies Amendment Bill. But what we saw from both of these pieces of work is the call from a number of the submitters that there should be more structured and a more measured way of regulating boarding houses. In my own area in South Auckland, decent housing and addressing homelessness is one of the things that I focus on since I came in as a local MP in 2014. We know that boarding houses supports some of our most vulnerable individuals in society. But some of these places, some of these boarding houses that I've actually door knocked on myself, terrible examples of a place where people are living in. Some of these boarding houses are actually not fit for human beings, unfortunately, to live in. And one of the major issues we have is there is actually a lack of visibility because we don't even know how many there are across the country. We don't know who is running them. We don't know how these boarding houses are being managed. And there's also that challenge about oversight of these boarding houses. There's been a call from local councils and from tenancies rights organisations and others in local communities for a number of years that this should be addressed. So what I've done is I've drawn up a private member's bill to establish a framework for better visibility in boarding houses by directing MBIE to maintain a register of boarding houses across the country.
I know that that is strongly supported by Auckland Council Compliance, who find it very difficult to ensure that boarding houses are run properly and don't really have any levers to stop them when they're not. How would a register make it easier to ensure compliance and provide the information MSD would need to avoid funding the bad providers?
The register that my members' bill is proposing will ensure that we have the basic information about who the landlords are. This will include their name, their contact details, the address for service and all that, and the description of the kinds of facilities that these landlords are providing. And it would also include details of other boarding houses that they have. MBIE would ensure that these landlords register their boarding houses every year. But it would also make sure that they describe what other boarding houses that they have, because we know, Alex, that many of these landlords don't own just one boarding house. Many of them actually own more. This information about the landlord and the addresses of where these boarding houses are will be made publicly available. The boarding house landlords would also be required to renew their registration every 12 months. And in addition, the bill proposes to establish a criteria whereby landlords may be disqualified from operating a boarding house, and this includes things like their age. You have to be at least 18 years of age, their criminal history. You cannot be a criminal. And any previous compliance that they may have about registering a boarding house. So within a period of 7 years, if they've been disqualified from being a boarding house landlord, they'd have to actually prove to the registrar of boarding house landlords that they actually fit the criteria to become a landlord. In terms of funding it, we would expect MB to get this from the landlords themselves.
Is there still time to progress this bill this term if it were to come out of the biscuit tin?
I would hope so. But as you know, the luck of the draw in terms of which bill comes out of the biscuit tin is actually not in my favour. I've never had one of my private members' bill pulled from the biscuit tin, but it is my hope that that could happen.
If National supported the bill, it could proceed straight away. As councils, communities and business associations are all calling for this, and law, order, safety, security and well-being are important for both major parties, what stands in the way of moving forward together on this?
It is definitely a possibility. If we have 75% of MPs agreeing that this could actually bypass the tin, we don't have that agreement at this time.
If this bill was in place, might that have reduced the chances of the fire in Wellington spreading the way it did?
First of all, I'd like to really express my sincere condolences to everyone, whānau and families affected by this absolute tragedy with the fire in Wellington. In response to your question though, Alex, I think we're still a little bit early to tell whether a bill like this would have been of assistance, especially because we don't know all the details of the fire because it's not in public yet. But what we do know is that the people who lived in this particular building was a mix of working professionals, newly arrived migrants, refugees, some students and some retired people, and they were supported by local council as well as the government and other agencies like Salvation Army and the City Mission. One of the things that has come to light from this particular tragedy, though, is the fact that houses like this and boarding houses in general, that we don't know enough about boarding houses and houses like this. We don't know how many people even live in these types of accommodation. And what the bill I'm proposing will do is it will require the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development within MB to maintain a register of boarding houses and the landlords. It will require boarding house landlords to register each year, and it will also ensure that those landlords who should be disqualified from operating a boarding house if they don't meet the criteria are disqualified. It is by no means a silver bullet, and it may not address all of the issues or concerns, but by requiring landlords to provide this information, we can make it easier for local councils to monitor and regulate boarding houses and hopefully improve the quality of boarding houses as well as their safety overall.
That was Alex Bonham talking to MP Jenny Sarlesa about her private members' bill to regulate boarding houses.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.